My name is Mizan the Poet. I'm a spoken word poet. I am engaged in the spoken word poetry scene in London. I've come here from London to support CAB and their annual Independence from America. I'm also an activist in London. I do some activism work for Campaign Against the Arms Trade. So, and one thing that needs to shut down is the arms trade. Forget the arms trade treaty, no control of the arms trade. We need to shut it down. And one of the things that the US military does is obviously it buys arms from arms companies. And these arms companies are some of the most disastrous organizations in the world, profiting from death and destruction of innocent women and children and men. And we need to support organizations like CAB, we need to support organizations like Campaign Against the Arms Trade to shut it down. So my first poem is literally, it's a small poem. It's just my piece about how I feel about the arms trade. And I was just basically ranting about how we need to shut down the whole arms industry. So here it goes. It's called War Cry. So here it goes. This poem is my war cry. My war cry against the shadow. A deep and dark shadow that replaces dreams with nightmares and introduces a mother to sleepless nights because a son's not there. Gone as fast as he came, the memory of his first birthday is mixed up with the confusion of seeing him go from the cradle to the grave, forcing her to harbor a pain so great, contained in every tear, that's fierce enough to heat up Judgment Day. A mother's pain is something I want to wipe away, which is why I wrote this war cry against a shadow. A deep and dark shadow that takes lives through guns and knives, not differentiating, because to the Grim Reaper, a life is just a life. Which is right, because there isn't a difference between those that died from Sandy Hook to Columbine, from knives to drone strikes, from the US to Palestine. This is my war cry for a world done away with the arms trade and warfare. This is my war cry against those paid to paint pictures of foreign enemies that aren't there, therefore promoting ideologies that are nothing less than lethal when they legalize wars in order to attain the source of all evil. Money over human lives sacrificed because our priorities are wrong. The head of the UN Security Council, being the world's biggest arms dealer, should have been an oxymoron if that wasn't really going on, as their eyes can only see pound signs, jeopardizing human rights, namely being the basic right to life, is one of the reasons why our mothers cry and why millions have breathed their last breath, leading me to write this war cry where we value a world where we value life instead of death. Thank you. That's the first one. Okay. So I got a bit muddled up there because I'm from London. I'm a bit sleepy. But you know what? I'm just going to carry on with the next piece. The other thing that I've been campaigning obviously against, and one thing that we should really campaign against, is also the UK and the US extradition treaty, which also gives the US the right to basically extradite anyone, any British citizen from the UK to the US based on crimes that they probably haven't committed and with hardly any evidence. So one of the prime examples of this was Baba Ahmed and Syed Talha Ahsan. And obviously people like Gary McKinnon, they're still here. But Baba Ahmed and Syed Talha Ahsan, both members of the Muslim community who were convicted of terrorism cases, even though there's hardly any evidence against them, were extradited to the US. Now, when that happened last year, I felt like, as an activist, I could have done a lot more to support the community. There was, I don't know if you guys know, but there was a big campaign in the Muslim community to basically petition for Baba Ahmed and Syed Talha Ahsan to get them tried in the UK. We had over like 140,000 people sign the petition, and yet still they were extradited to the UK. And that made a lot of young Muslim youth lose faith in the democratic system over here. So after he basically got extradited, I feel like I could have done a lot more. So the next poem is dedicated to Baba Ahmed and Syed Talha Ahsan, and it's called Paradise. So here goes. I'm sorry for not being there for you. I'm sorry for everything that you went through. At the beginning of it all, I know that you never thought that this war would literally kick down your door. Exposing the real world, a world where the innocent are framed, is what Tony Blair probably meant when he said, the rules of the game have changed. A world where the truth lays in her grave and Lady Liberty is abused like a prisoner in Abu Ghraib. But I know you know what that feels like, and I hate to say it, but I find solace in the darkness of my own solitude when I'm reminded of what you're going through. And what you've been through instills a strong sense of belief in me. Strongly disagreeing with Francis Fukuyama, this isn't the end of history. The innocent won't continue to languish in prison, which is what they're putting you through for supporting terrorism, but Bush's business talks with the Taliban was never mentioned through the television or the radio, yet they still never let you go. That's the justice system not practicing what they preach. Whenever I think of your mother, I picture her over tear-flooded streams when only heaven should lay beneath her feet. Yet far from being frail and weak, only men of honour are jailed for what they believe. Knowing the day will come where you walk free fills me with a strong sense of optimism. To continue fighting for the day oppression is called out for extradition, and the innocent won't be done for terrorism. But until then, I can't imagine what it's like to be thrown offshore, probably resulting in eyes flooded with so much tears you can't see no more, resulting in grief-stricken pain so great you can't grieve no more. I really respect you for saying that you won't cry, that you won't show the world that you're cracking up inside. No, my brother. Freedom comes at a price. You've paid the price. Freedom will come to you in the form of paradise. You've paid the price. Freedom will come to you in the form of paradise. You've paid the price. Freedom will come to you in the form of paradise. Thank you. My name's Mizan the Poet. You can find me on Facebook and Twitter. And just Mizan the Poet. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Mizan.